First of all, the creeds, there's three of them. The creeds, and they each solve different problems. We never broke with the Catholic Church on the creeds. So the Reformation only changed the hermeneutic, which means the text remains the same, but the interpretations change. So the hermeneutical principle is that Luther discovered a way of reading the good news out of the Old Testament. He discovered a way of reading the law has a purpose for Christians, but it's going to disappear because nothing is made perfect by a law. So therefore, it only has an initial thing of making you know that you're guilty. So that's why we read what we read. And it's repeating all of that. Pontius Pilate and all this kind of stuff. But immediately, as soon as Jesus then convicts you of sin so that you know you're rotten to the core, immediately there's forgiveness. Immediately there's mercy. Immediately there's grace. And then from then on, it's all the gospel. So what he did for us, and he did for everybody, he did it not just for Christians, not just for Jewish people, not just for this denomination or that denomination. He did that for all mankind, witchcraft people, Satanists. He didn't spare anybody because everybody had to be atoned for. Yeah. He had to get us at one with God. So atonement, meaning a sacrifice was made threefold that forgave you all your sins, then removed all your sins, and then perfected you so that you could love your neighbor as yourself. That's the whole law. Now you love God with all your heart and soul and strength by faith. You love your neighbor as yourself by faith. But someday you're going to see that with your own eyes, these eyes. And Job spoke on that. And all the way through the Bible, God has never changed. Same yesterday, same today, and same tomorrow. So I want you to read in the 22nd chapter, 37th verse, I want you to read the controversy that Jesus had with the Jewish people. And they were afraid he was going to be lawless. They were afraid he'd use mercy so that you could just break the law. Jesus said, you're kind of right because it's going to sound like that. But actually, I'm going to fulfill the law. So I did not come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it so you don't need it anymore. By my death on the cross, by the blood that I shed. And forgiving you demands blood. Then being inside of you demands blood. To cleanse you from all unrighteousness. All, not some, all unrighteousness. Then to perfect you in love, that blood. Blood, blood, blood. Amen. Grace, grace, grace. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Amen. So you see the gospel of the kingdom of God, and Jesus preached it, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. And I taught you that repent does not mean repent. The average person thinks repent means stop doing what you're doing and start behaving. Doesn't mean that. It means comfort yourself, your warfare is over, and your sins have been forgiven.
Amen.
Been.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's something in the future, you'll see it. And since Jesus came, he was able then to give you a glimpse of the promise. So he went always from the law to the promise, the command to the promise. He went always from guilt to pardon. He went always from this to that until everybody qualifies for God's goodness, his grace, his glory. Tov, Hanan, Chesed. All of those things are gifts of God. Everything God has ever done was a gift. You don't pay for it. You cannot do good works. As a matter of fact, man will never do good works, ever. Well, maybe when he goes to heaven. No, still not. It'll still be a derivative of being married to Jesus, and he'll do it for you, in you, through you, without any help, cooperation, or anything else. You will change, but Jesus did it. You will change, but Jesus did it. But he didn't just do it on the cross. He did it from the foundation. No, before the foundation of the world. So this is good news. And so I'm going to teach you today about loving God with all your heart and soul and strength, which brings peace. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Not with your neighbor. I'll say that again. Not with your neighbor. Capital P, with God. Why? Because God gave you the good news. I already had Jesus die before the foundation of the world. And then when he was in historic time, he made revelations which are different than reason. In other words, revelation tops reason. 99.999% of the people do believe they can do good works, and when they fail, they're depressed. And nobody could ever say, I was perfect. Little kids might make a mistake and say that. I got a star today. Okay, that's a little kid. But as you grow up, you realize you have sins too. And those sins are there not to punish you. They're there to remind you that apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus. To remind you that apart from me, you can do nothing. So you'll never be a lover unless you have Jesus' love. You'll never be happy unless you have Jesus' happiness and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and meekness and self-control. That's nine fruits, nine gifts that you don't pay for. So keeping the law is impossible. You were born under the law because of Adam and Eve's sin, but you can't get rid of it. Jesus can get rid of it. He can forgive it, then he can remove it, and then he can perfect you. So does all make sense?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to share why this is incredibly good news. So let's hear this. This is an argument between some Jewish, actually they're lawyers, some Jewish people gathering around, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So these are from the Pharisees. Okay, 37. I'm sorry?
Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew 22, verse 37. But hearing that he had silenced the Sadducees, and that's why they're sad, you see? Because they're sad. Why? Because they're trying to keep the law, and they can't. Not only that, that's called a yoke of bondage. Why did Israel leave Egypt behind and get a free land? Free. Don't pay for it. You don't even put fear in the people. God does that. You don't even keep his promise. He does that too. And then he can then get you born again and so on. And they did. They were born again, not in the way that we say it, because they didn't understand it, because they thought they were under a law. So they interpreted law as the correct sense of the word. I spent a whole year, last year, talking about the fact that all the words you know in the Bible have to be redefined. Not redefined, understood in a different way. That's always good news. So I read the book of Deuteronomy, which is the second reading of the law, which makes sure you don't go into that promised land unless you understand what I'm saying. I'm repeating it a second time. But the first time, that's this law that I'm about to read. This was given in the initial year that they left Egypt. And so right away, they went to Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai is a very special place. And that's where the law was given, but that realm is no longer there because Jesus already kept the law for Israel. Jesus already kept the law for you and I. Jesus already kept the law for all witchcraft people. So you can pray now for Obama. You can pray now for Hillary. You can pray now for Biden. You can pray now, and I could go on and on and on, Clapper and all these people. They will get their comeuppance. In other words, God will deal with them. But he's not dealing with it in such a way that he just wipes them out. He deals them in such a way that they can learn from a hot church, a church that's passionate about Jesus Christ. Can you make yourself passionate? No. Can you make yourself passionate? No. For example, last night I didn't sleep for whatever reason. And so I was up all night. But you can't make yourself sleep. you can't pretend like you slept. And so I'll just fall asleep as I'm talking here. And you will see that I won't even know that I did. Right. Okay. So, and hearing that, he silenced the Sadducees. The Pharisees were gathered together. In other words, he may have gotten those temple watchers, those Sadducees, but now I'm going to not only do away with the ceremony, not only the rituals they have, I'll just keep the moral law from now on. So the morals are still there to prove that you're not, to prove that you're not, so that everyone doesn't say, sin, yeah, I think I did a few good works. I made up for it. You can't. It's not possible. So he designed it so that everybody be proud. Everybody. Even if they look like they're crying, they're proud. Everybody sins all the time. Self-confident. And they're depressed because they're trying to be self-confident and they can't get there. Seriously. And so people have the problem that you can't do good works and you can't stop doing bad works. You say, well, I'm going to solve that. No, no, no. All you can do is make a movement that's no movement at all. This is no movement. So whenever you think you're doing good, you're actually doing evil because you're playing God. Because only God can do good and no one else can do good except God. No one else is good but one, and that one is God. So God is the only one that's good in the whole universe. So you don't have any other God except one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that God says to you, apart from me, you can do nothing. So you have to be a nothing. How many here, every once in a while, you see that you're really overwhelmed. You're really a nothing. You really can't do what you wanted to do. And even those that are successful really face pain because they realize at the height of their success, they never moved at all. So unless God dies on the cross for you by his blood shed, unless he does, you'll never amount to anything. You never will. But if you do, it'll be derivative. In other words, the gold is in the bank, but then you can make derivatives on that. Something derives from that. So the derivative is not the same thing as the gold. But it's a derivative, so you'll never be good, even in all eternity. Even in all eternity. And I have at least 100 scriptures for that. Don't judge your neighbor. When you see your neighbor sinning, which they always do, if you see your neighbor sinning, don't judge them, lest you be judged. Lest you be judged. So I'll get to that in a minute. If you judge your neighbor, you're not the judge. You'll never be the judge. You can make a judgment, but you cannot judge. You cannot look down on, despise, punish anybody. You thought you could, but you can't. So when you do that, you're actually trying not to be like God, you're trying to be God. And that's something you can't outdo. How many know God is jealous of all rivals? Anybody else that claims to be a rival, he calls them an idol. And so anytime you do something that you imagine, gee, I did that well, I did that well. And everybody imagines that. Everybody imagined that. Everybody imagined that. Why do the people rage? The kings of the earth, the judges of the earth, the rich men of the earth. Why do they rage? Because they can't do what they want to do. What will Biden do? Will he actually destroy us? Or will he actually destroy one another? I'm going to say it again because you might not have understood what I say. That's why I pray for Biden. That's why I pray. He doesn't have a teacher. He doesn't have anyone to instruct him. He has a Catholic background. Doesn't mean you're not a Christian. It just simply means you can't grow. Because they're still trying to do good works just as the Jews do, just as the Muslims do, just as the Hindus do, just as the Buddhists do, just as Confucianists do. They all are under a law to behave themselves. Not possible. So all they can do now that they're in charge is destroy themselves, commit suicide. They won't even know it. Today they're mad at Trump. Tomorrow they'll be angry at one another. And they'll take it out on one another. So we actually always win because of our faith in Jesus. Because of our faith in Jesus, you cannot lose. You've already won because of what he did before the foundation of the world. And then he showed up on the cross. And now he's still living in us and through us and for us. So he's doing everything to bless you every day of your life. So you can be, you don't have to be, happy all the time. Now happiness, you can't just make yourself happy. But happiness comes from the gospel, the good news. And he's given this gospel to everybody.
Yeah.
Even at when they were conceived in the womb. When they were conceived in the womb, he said, this one belongs to me. Karen, you belong to me, Jesus said. Dan, you belong to me. I don't care what you've done. Behavior is not what he's after. He already died for that. He already died for that. He already died before the foundation of the world. He's died ever since. And when he showed up on the cross, that was when the blood was shed. Because it's not the blood of goats and bulls and turtle dove and any other animal that's clean. It's not that blood that counts with God. And so God just wants you to know that he's not through with you, right? Do you have to help him? You can't. I'll say it again. You can't. You can't help him. So, you want to be, if you say, I want God to get all the glory, that actually means, I want all the glory. Did you know that? So, it sounds like you're being pious. It sounds like you're being holy. You can't. So, he has all the glory. And then he'll just share it with you as long as you relax, as long as you enter into his presence, as long as you enter into the blood. You can't even get into that holy of holies. You can't get to the holy place. You can't get to the outer court. You can't get anywhere unless Jesus did it for you. So when Jesus came out, he loved the neighbor as himself. He went into the holy of holies to worship God, to have peace with God, so he could go out and now have a small peace with all men. Right? So, here's how it goes. One of them, a lawyer, questioned him, testing him, and saying, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the Lord, in the law? What is the great commandment in the law? What do you think is the great one? What do you think? What do you think the great one is in the commandment? Exactly. You should be a pastor, David. That is exactly the right answer. All right. So that was a trick question. But the point is that it's the first commandment. If you keep the first, you'll keep all the rest. I'm going to say it again. If you keep just the first, have no other gods before him. Whether you read it as a law or whether you read it as a gospel, it doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. It's the same word. So you can do that, but if you do that, now you have peace with God because God made the promise. God initiated. God is the one that gave you the good news of the kingdom of God. And since that's the case, that could make you happy. As a matter of fact, if it doesn't and you only have head knowledge, you have nothing. But if it reaches your heart and you can't make it happen, you just read it. Faith cometh by hearing. You just read it and read it and read it, and then one day, all of a sudden, you have it. It could be in 1 second, or it could be in 50 years. It doesn't matter. But you need to read the Bible. And so, unfortunately, people today can't. They don't read the Bible, and even those that do feel good that they read the Bible. There's no virtue in that. It's just simply, that's the only way it comes. So you'd have to read it without understanding it. You'd have to read it without grasping what's really going on. We don't even know what sin is. We can say it's missing the mark, and you can define it, but the Bible does. But you don't really understand it. You're dead. You will never be alive. So 99.999 people out there are dead already. They don't even know it. They can't be born again because they never agreed that they were wicked and sinful beyond measure. Because God wants you to be perfect. Well, that's a gift. That would be a gift. If he did that, then he's the only one that could be a perfect sacrifice that would sacrifice for you because you have sin in your life, so you can't do it. One sin keeps you out of heaven. One sin keeps you out of heaven. So man has never been good. All he can be is a liar. All he can be is guilty. Now, I don't like to hear that. Well, I'm sorry, that's the truth. And the world will have to understand that because Jesus preached it all the time. And so, I think of this. Let's imagine you have sin. Does anyone have some maybe? Let's pretend. We could just pretend. So let's imagine you have sin. Did you know that love covers a multitude of sin? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? I think that's good news.
Hallelujah. That's amazing.
And if you love your neighbor as yourself, you'd have to be blind. You'd have to be blind. Because no relationship, sooner or later, the other person's not going to do what you want them to do. Whether you say anything or not. Whether you yell at them, it doesn't make any difference. Now, little kids, you can do it, and they're okay because they're little kids. But they don't even mind the spanking. They just don't want it. But the point is, little kids are a lot sharper than we are because they realize if I do that, he's going to spank me. And so on. That's good. So you spoil them if you just let them indulge them. Oh, do what you want to do, you know. So a lot of parents don't even discipline the millennials today, the ones that are in charge soon. They're not disciplined. They're not disciplined. They are not disciplined. They don't go Catholic church. They don't go to Protestant church. They don't go to any church. A lot of them are totally ignorant of the Word of God. So how can you benefit by reading the Word of God if you don't even have a Word of God and you don't even know what it is? They don't even believe it exists. But you always have a remnant in the Catholic Church, in the Protestant Church, and Buddhism and so on. There's a remnant. Even Buddhists could do it, but they can't do it as Buddhists. They'd have to get rid of the law because nothing's made perfect under the law. The law has never made anything perfect. So therefore, only Jesus could die for you because he doesn't have any sin in him. So he could die for you and it'd be a perfect sacrifice. Because he doesn't have any sin in him. And so since he has no sin, whatever he says and whatever he does is always going to be for your benefit and never his. And never the Father's. And never the Holy Spirit's. Do you understand what I'm saying? That God is good and no one else is good but God. That's it. So since you could start out that way, then you'd realize I don't have to do it because I can't do it. And kids get frustrated when they go to church and try to be good and they end up being drunk or they end up on opioids. They end up in a lot of ways even though they went to church. Church doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything unless you hear the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So if I would say that let God be true and every man, every person, every natural person, a liar. That means everybody. Everybody. Yeah. There's not one exception. Not one. I don't care if they're a priest. I don't care if they're a pastor. I don't care what they are. They can't do it. And you have to realize that you're impotent. You're completely impotent. Even though you thought you did something, you didn't. You didn't even move one inch. You just stayed exactly where you were. It's kind of like marching in place. You know, well, I'm becoming something. So you can't make it. That's not a joke. That's the truth. His sin is so deep that will kill everybody. The letter of the law killeth. But what? What about the Spirit? What if you're born of the Spirit? Only God could do that. Only God could do that to make you born of the Spirit. You are born of the Spirit. Mom?
Yeah.
You're born of the Spirit. Chad? You're born of the Spirit. So you don't need glory because you already have it. When God loves you, that's it. And he is able to speak your language. You could just go like this. He heard that. He heard that. And he's not going to like ignore it. No. He will actually deal with what you just did. So even sounds. Oh God. He can hear all the languages and he knows every language in the whole world and all its dialects. So he wants to communicate with you. Even though you may not want to communicate with him, he wants to communicate with you every single day. His eye is on the sparrow. He can see anything, no matter what it's worth. To God, he knows everything what's going on in your life. He knows all the secrets you have. You don't even know them. You don't even know them. There's no way you know how evil you are. God is good and you're evil. God is good and you're evil. Well, I don't think I'm evil. I behave. We're not talking about behavior. We're talking about your heart. Only God can give you a new heart. And Jesus did. When you were born again, you got a new heart. Happened to Israel too. He put them away from Egypt, put them all the way out. Now went into the land, put fear in all the people. You went in and possessed the land. Now it's yours. But what's going to happen? Desolate. Ended up desolate. Jesus said to the house of Israel, you're desolate. In other words, you're no longer my people. I'm going to go to the Gentiles now. So Paul was sent to be the one that helped all the Gentiles to hear the truth. And he knew it. Because he was being groomed by Gamaliel. He was being groomed to be somebody. And something someday among the Jews. And he was serious about it. He was killing people. He actually would go and drag them out and then send them to Jerusalem. They'd be killed. And so he wanted all that. And he was there and you'd think, gee, that's a serious Christian. Did you know Christians don't even like Christians? Jews don't even like Jews. Arabs don't like Arabs. People don't like each other. Right. So when you're comfortable with that there's nothing good in you. You've never had anything good except Jesus. When Jesus comes in, you're a new creation. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away, perfect past. I've been born again, perfect present. It's not used except God. That perfect tense is not used except for God. So it's always used with God. So if you're a new creation, it's because God is for you. And who can be against you? You don't have any enemies. You have enemies, they don't like you because they're ignorant. They don't know how to wink at your sins. But God always winks at my sins. He doesn't say, Jim is no good. Yeah, of course I'm no good. I agree with that. But I also agree that you're my goodness. You're my righteousness. You're my holiness. You're my purity. Everything you are, I am. Because that's a gift. He gave me that gift. I don't deserve it. You better watch out. You better not pout. You better not cry. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, Jesus is not Santa Claus. He gives it to anyone who's naughty and nice. Because that's all he has. So everybody here has to realize if you don't see your sin, you'll never see your salvation. If you don't crucify Christ, you'll never grow. You have to crucify him. And that happens every once in a while. You realize, geez, I don't know what I'm doing. Every once in a while, you're overwhelmed. Biden is overwhelmed. I don't know if you can see that. He's overwhelmed. And if they tape him at special hours when he's all right, but he can't carry on a conversation. And he got, what am I supposed to say? So he's not dementia and all that kind of stuff. It's just simply because he wanted to do something bad. And he cheated, he lied, he stole the election and so on and so forth. Forget those sins. God is not counting them. Why should you count them? God sees them. But he's left them to the end of time. The final judgment will be at the end of time. And who will be there? You know who will be there? Who will be there?
Everybody.
Everybody will be there. I mean, it's like, whoa, what's going to happen? Which line are you in? And so a lot of people don't have enough teaching in church to get that because the church isn't hot. It needs to be passionate. It needs to go with this all the way because you didn't take it seriously. And the culture does not back it up anymore. The culture now is completely against Christians. It's an anti-Christian time. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's wonderful?
Just like God.
Doesn't it say, you know, give thanks in all things? Isn't that wonderful? Don't you think God is working out his program exactly when you think he's not? Exactly when you think he's not. He has his eye on you all the time. He'll never forget you. So, what is man that thou art mindful of him? So, he goes on. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Or another place, strength. Same kind of thing. This is the first and great commandment. Now he summarized it. He said it, and then he summarized it. That's Jesus. He never says it wrong. Everything he does is perfect. That is so exciting to me. I like a God that's always good, always gracious, always merciful, always kind, always, you know, everything for me. I get the blessing, he gets the burden. I get the blessing, he gets the burden. And so, therefore, he's given us an example. Now, I haven't come to the example yet. He's come to the example, as I was to you, so be that way to everybody else. Everybody else. That's why it's not only does he want me to pray for my enemies, he wants me to pray for the lost who don't have a clue. And that's a big group. And then he wants me to pray for the church. And, you know, you could start with your pastor if you wanted. I just made that up. You could start. Why? Because I need prayer. Because the devil doesn't like me because I'm going to tell the truth and ready to die for it. It's okay. I'm not afraid to die. We're living in a day when you could die easily. But it's probably not going to happen. Why? Because I think that's not the way the earth is not going to die out that way. The bad guys will already be in the lake of fire. And you don't have to worry about that. He will. In fact, did you know that America is a nation state? We're a nation that is a state. In other words, we run our own program here. And so we're a nation state. So is Israel. It's a nation state. So is India. It's a nation state. Probably in a short while, you'll see that Sweden will also join us. The European market is not working so well. It's not working. And so Brexit, all these kind of things are happening. And England could be a partner again. So all kinds of things, but you have to change your policies. You'd have to change your view of what we're doing. I guarantee you, the Bible says, that Jesus is going to take all the nations of the world, of which he's the governor. God is always the governor of every nation. He's going to take them, cleanse them up, and then hold them up to God, and all the nations will go heavenward. But they have to be purified. They have to be forgiven. They have to be cleansed of all unrighteousness. They have to be purified. He's not going to hand one up that's wrong. So it could be America. America could be a righteous nation, but after Biden is done, we'll be communists or lesbians or we'll be, you know, Iranians or we'll be something, because they're determined to wipe us out, burn everything off, and start anew. What if that doesn't happen? What if that doesn't happen? It's not going to happen. I'm prophesying to you, it's not going to happen. It's going to end up that he's going to lift all those nations to heaven. And so whatever you need to work out for yourself, which is what? Do nothing. You're very good at doing nothing. Everyone likes it when you don't have anything to do. And you could, you know, travel where you want and do what you want and play music that you like or sleep in bed all the time. Whatever you want. Did you know that God isn't going to do that? It's not. I'm sorry to advertise that and then say it's not going to happen. God wants you to grow up right now. And so since you don't want that, you'll resist that. But he will overcome that resistance because God has words of love, mercy, grace, glory. Everything God has is for your benefit. Now, you say, well, maybe it's too late. Not too late. As a matter of fact, we're wake-up time. This is wake-up time. You were lukewarm yesterday, but today you'll be hot. And so the best things have been saved to the last. Did you know that the best things, you haven't even seen them. You haven't seen them. You haven't drunk that new wine. Remember the Last Supper? That was the last time he said, I'll drink of the fruit of the vine. But now you're going to have that in heaven. That is not heaven singular, heaven plural, the natural heavens. So it'll be in the mid heavens, the ionosphere and the atmosphere and all the spheres. It's going to be up there and there'll be a crown up there. There'll be a throne there. And God will then marry us. But he only came back because Israel has just been destroyed. Be the last thing that's going to happen. Israel will be destroyed. How will they be destroyed? Well, I wouldn't say destroyed. I would say cleansed. You see how I turned something bad into something positive? Because everything in the Bible is positive. And so he's just going to cleanse Israel. And so Abraham, of course, will be there, and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and so on and so forth. But David will be there. They'll all be there. A lot of people. But a lot of Jewish people are atheists today, or they're agnostic, or whatever they are. It doesn't worry about that. Reason doesn't mean anything. Revelation is all you need. When you read this book, it'll change your life forever. All you got to do is read it. Don't read it to understand it. Don't read it to like it. Don't read it to will it. Just read it. And he does that because we're children. And so just read it like a child. You said, read that book right there. Now, little kids like reading when they start to read. They like it because they're, wow. And they're learning words and so on and so forth. And it's a ball for little kids. They have no resistance to it. But older kids, they want to find a way, escape. They want to escape somehow, right? So here's what he said. And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. The second is like it. The second one is love your neighbor as yourself. And, you know, what does that mean? Well, whatever it means the way you wish to be loved by others, do that to them first. Do that to them first. And many people are here and they're doing it. There's a difference though between virtue, which is spiritual, and morals, which is just you behaving yourself outwardly, externally. And you need to see what's in the church. But your eyes cannot see God right now. You cannot see Jesus, Holy Spirit, you cannot see any of them. So, but he's going to give you new eyes someday and you will see all the mysteries. All the things you didn't know, you'll know. You'll know all the secrets. He'll reveal that to you because you love him. He always reveals himself to people that love him with all their heart and soul and strength. And how did we get that? Because he first loved us. He first loved us. And that can happen to anybody at any time. So by praying for all the world, you are actually blessing yourself as well as your kids and your grandkids and so on and so forth, but bless them. Wouldn't it be sad if Biden suddenly became a Christian today and he'd say, thank you for praying for me. He's not going to say it because we didn't, unless we do. And so he has to pray. Lord, don't give him what he deserves. You didn't give that to me. Give me what I don't deserve. Since sin is evident on the earth until Jesus comes back and does away with it. And he'll do it by killing off all of the bad people. That's called vengeance is mine. That's called God then forgiving everybody that's open. And all you got to say is, God, I know I'm guilty, but could you have mercy? He will immediately answer that prayer. What if you do it the last second? What if you do it at the last second and then you have a heart attack? I don't know. That's your problem. I can't solve that. All I can say is it'd be better to be ready today rather than wait at the last minute. Right? Okay. So Jesus now is teaching them and he is saying these things. And on these two commandments of the law and the prophets. Now, I want to talk about your neighbor. Let's say a neighbor is obnoxious. Pray for that person. Love that person. Bless that person. Let's say they talk too much. Love that person. Bless that person. Be good to that person. What if Biden stole the election? Pray for him. Bless him. It doesn't change. Love is the only thing that matters. It's not what you thought was love. It's loving them. You know, doing something that God said to do. And what does he say? Pray for them. Bless them. Do good for them. Never curse them. It's very, very clear in the Bible. Always pray for their salvation. I don't want Biden to become something he's not. I want him to become what God wants him to be. So I'm not praying for him to be richer or to steal more, you know, elections. I'm praying for him to become a Christian, a believer. So I'm not wanting him to just live. I want him to live in the Lord. And he was a Catholic by background, so he should know better. But he doesn't. And I don't care if it's dementia. I don't care what it is. He just can't function now. He has difficulty. Every once in a while he's lucid, but then every once in a while he's not. Pray for him. I don't want any harm to come to him. What's come to me, I want the same thing for him. So if I do that, I believe God hears those prayers. I believe we can pray these people. And a lot of meetings that I have, that's what we do. We pray for those, all those people, Klepper and Comey and all these people. We pray for them. Because today, people are afraid of them. Why should you be afraid of the enemy? How many know God doesn't want you to be afraid? He wants you to be the one that's conquering. That's not a victim, but you are a victor in Jesus Christ. So pray for your enemies. You think, well, I don't have time for it. You always have time for it because God said, that's what I want you to do. And so you do have time to change the world. So isn't this a wonderful time to be alive? Just before the end comes. This is like a warning. This is just the beginning of sorrows, not the end. The end will be Israel. Israel will then be cleansed. So that would be the last thing. And when Jesus comes back, we will go up. So we are going to rapture up into the mid-heavens as he's descending from to then take all of the ones that have been cleansed at that time. So his cleansing, his judgment is actually to make sure that you love the Lord. And so why not then do what God said? Because it's in the Bible. And if it's in the Bible, I don't even think about it. It's settled. It is settled. My heart is settled. So I don't trust people because I don't trust that they might not sin. I hate sin. But I love sinners. I love sinners who sin. But I make a distinction because God made a distinction in my case. You're a sinner and you are pathetic and there's no hope for you. However, I loved you. I've always loved you. Before the foundation of the world. I've always been on your side. So here's how you do it. When you see a person sinning, you are blind. You just blind yourself, say, I saw it, but I didn't see it. In other words, don't bring it up. Don't mention it. Don't warn them. Boy, if you don't change, I'm going to do thus and so. No, that's not what God wants. He wants you to ignore your sin by judging others. You'll never be the judge. You will never be the judge. God is always the judge. That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? So, since God only wants to do good and he cannot do bad, let God be true and every man a liar. So, other people, I don't see their lies. Or I see them, but I'm not paying attention to them. Or I start praying for them. And so, when you do that, you change the world. So how many know you could have a revival today? It could start right to know. All you got to do is start praying. And God hears your prayers. He doesn't ignore them. No, he'll hear your prayers. Personally, you can have 2 people, 50 people, 1,000 people. But the church today is sarcastic. And all, you know, listening to the television, I would think most of those commentators are not praying to God to bless Biden. They're wanting, you know, my rights. He doesn't have a right. We have a constitution. We have Bibles. We have this and that and so on. You don't need anything. You got God. How many know God always loved you and he's the same today. And he'll always be the same. He never changes. He's always good. He's always faithful. He's always gracious. And you cannot make God mad. You cannot make God mad. You can treat him like, you know, he's just another person, or, you know, or you can yell at him, scream at him. He's mature. He sees your sin, but he doesn't notice it. Doesn't write it down on a book. I saw that. No. God has always been a loving father. He'll always be a loving father. He has never been an angry judge at any time. You say, well, I read in the Old Testament, he said such and such and such and such. So what? You read it wrong. You keep reading it until it's good news. And it's always good news through the New Testament. So I can read the Old Testament, and I can read it with joy in the Old Testament. In fact, every promise is exactly a promise. It's the promise from the promiser to me, the promisee, so that I now have a right to expect God to do what he said he did, and I don't have a... Let's say he doesn't do it. What court would I take him to? What army would I mount up to to make him do what he said he's going to do. Nothing. You have no control over God. Is anybody aware of that? Pray, I'm going to fast and pray and go to church 5 times in a row, and it doesn't make any difference what you do. He has always loved you. Why would he start? Oh, I forgot Jim. He's already well aware of us, and he loves you just the way you are. Doesn't want you to change. He wants to do everything for you, everything in you, everything through you. And when men see your good works, they won't glorify you. They'll glorify your Father in heaven. He gets all the glory. What's he going to do? Give it to his kids. It's a gift. Everything God has ever done is a gift. Everything he's ever done. He created you without your help, your cooperation. I'm trying to be born, God. I think I'm doing it. So you didn't help him. Then he justified you, died on a cross. Didn't even know. He didn't ask my permission at all. Jesus, what are you doing? I'm dying for you. He can't answer it because he already knows that I don't know what I'm talking about. That lawyer didn't know what God was talking about. They know nothing. Did you know people are ignorant? People are ignorant. Not you all. You're nice people. But people, by and large, are ignorant. And my people perish for lack of knowledge. But knowledge not as reason. Reason is not knowledge. People think reason is knowledge. That's just humanism. Everything you learn in college is mostly nonsense. Learn how to get along and, you know, be a communist or whatever. It's all silly stuff. It's all stuff that never works and never will. Did you know that? The only thing that'll work is God. The only thing that's real is God. That's it. So those are things that are happening in heaven, and he wants them to be on earth. But if you block him, then he can't do anything. Can you prevent God from doing good? Sorry, you can't. If he wants to do good, he'll do good. You can't make him not do good. So you can yell at him and sin against him. That's forgivable. Jesus even said it. Whatever you do for the Father, whatever you do for the Son, whatever you do with the Holy Spirit, you can do whatever you want. I forgive all that. I want you to know I've always loved you, and I'll always continue to love you. Even if you go to hell, I'll still be there. And I will say, you should have taken my word. And so I didn't use force to make you believe it. I just spoke it. He has authority. Authority is don't explain it. If you have to explain it, you're in trouble. So, did Biden have a right to steal the election? As, you know, Trump said. No, he didn't. He doesn't have a right to do anything. But that's not why he's going to go to hell or heaven. It's your lack of prayer. It's like your lack of love for Biden and for Kamala or whatever. It's yours. It's up to you. You can just do it. Did I feel it? You don't have to feel it. Well, did I understand it? No. Did I want to do it? No. So none of that counts. Because God said, do it. That's it. Do it. So when God says, love your enemies, love the lost, love the church, love your neighbor, love your children, love everybody. Amen. Wow, that kind of fills up most of my time. Especially 11 grandkids and, you know, 4 kids. And, you know, there's a lot going on. So I believe that these are the greatest days to be alive. These are the greatest days for you to see God work on your behalf. You've read about it in the Bible. Now you need to realize whatever he did for Israel is also happening to us. All the mistakes they made, you made. All the mistakes they didn't make, you won't make them either. So there is hope for everybody, because God is a merciful God. He's a kind God. He's a wonderful God. I'm in love with him. I don't have any other love. Nothing. Nothing on earth do I desire. I don't desire anything on earth. So all of my eggs are in the upstairs basket. I don't have any more eggs. But I believe God, the best has been saved to the last. And I think these are the greatest days of all because you get a chance to die to yourself and totally put all your faith and hope and love in God to rescue, deliver the righteous.
There's no choice anymore.
Right. You don't need joy. You don't need, it's a gift. It's just a gift. God is joyful toward you. That's where your joy comes from. He loves me. In other words, the male is usually the one that, you know, says, let's get married. And so he initiates. Same with God. He always initiates everything. And when he initiates, he doesn't care whether you're ready or not. Is that you, God? Are you ready? No, he doesn't care what you do. He likes you just the way you are. He's always liked you that way. Did you know he knew you even before the foundation of the world? He didn't just know you now. He always knows everything about everything about everything. And all the things of the earth belong to God as well. All the things that are wrong do not. And so he'll judge those. This world is passing away. Now, we live in the 7,000th year. Forget, you know, all the biological things you've learned. They're all lies. This is the 7,000th year. That's the last day of the week. And in God's review, that's a day of rest.
Rest.
Yeah. Come unto me, all you that labor, head and leg. I will give you rest. In other words, you give me stop laboring and I'll just give it to you for free. I don't want you to pay for this. Do not ever pay me back. What I gave to you is a free gift and anybody can have it. And in heaven, there's no money. Did you know that? No taxes, no money, no dust.
Hallelujah.
You know, you don't need a broom, nothing. It'll be different. And you have never been there, so nobody's ever been there. You might think, I went to heaven and said, I don't care if that's true or false. I'm just telling you, they really didn't hear and see all the stuff they say. And a lot of that's been disproven over the years. So, and I don't doubt any. I wouldn't argue about it. I'm just simply saying, I don't believe everything I hear. Because the Bible says, do not trust in man. So I don't. Right? It says, don't trust in man. So God, he is doing all the good things, and I don't have to see it to believe it. I have to believe it to see it. I don't have to see it to believe it. So I'm not working in understanding everything. I don't want to understand everything. I'm not even curious. Because everything is going my way. Is everything going your way?
Yes.
Yeah, just say it. You don't have to see it. Just say it. Everything's going my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine going my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. That was something that a slave in a movie said. Okay, but I believe that. I believe everything's going my way. Because it says so in the Bible. God can't do evil. He can only do good. And since he loves you just the way you are, there's no one here that should ever be unhappy again. I know you will be, but you don't need to be. I mean, I'm not commanding. I'm just simply saying, you can have joy unpeaceable. I don't need to think about peace or war or anything. I believe everything is rigged by God to bless me and you and you and you and you and you. So if you believe that, that's a bit different attitude, because most people are gripers and complainers and moaners and, you know, they're murmurers and so on and so forth. Okay, so what? Love that person. You know, they don't have anyone that likes them and wants to listen to all their stuff. Old people like that. Old people are, you know, especially if they're in those homes, they don't have anyone to visit them. So it's a wonderful ministry to do, because they just want to see somebody or have somebody care for somebody. And so it's not hard to love people. It's just you didn't want to do it because you're busy. Do it anyway. Because God says, I want my church to be so hot that people will know right away and they can make the cold hot and the lukewarm hot. So zestos in the Greek conquers then kliaros, lukewarm, which which also conquers suke, is cold. So a lot of Christians are cold today. It's okay. Don't ever worry about anything. I never worry. I never am afraid. I'm talking about not behavior. I'm talking about my heart. My heart is always at rest. Why? Because God loved me when I didn't deserve it. And he loves Alex just the way he is. And he has good news. He has good news. That's powerful. Powerful. Do you know what? Because he's blessed beyond measure, then he's happy all the time. Right? Yeah. Well, there might be a few times.
Unhappy. Oh, yeah.
So, everything is going your way. Let's say that. Everything is going my way. Couldn't be better. I'm happy all the time. Now, that's the way Jesus... Did you ever see Jesus sad? When somebody wept, you know, he wept because somebody died and so on and so forth. But he was never unhappy. He was always full of love. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Unspeakable. I mean, it's so much joy, you can't even contain it. You can't even say. Well, I mean, what do you mean you're happy? I don't know what to say. I am. Ever since I met Jesus 49 years ago, ever since I met him, I've been in love.
Amen.
And, you know, I wasn't on any track or trying to prove anything to anybody. I just simply couldn't believe that God would love me, want me, bless me. What for? Because everything I did up to then was totally selfish, totally self-oriented, and totally proud and totally arrogant and stupid and whatever. But then he loved me all of a sudden. It changed my life forever. And it happened in one nanosecond, just like that. I was serving myself, then all of a sudden I love God with all my heart, soul, and strength. And from now on, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but from now on, I'm going to be dead. Every day, I die daily. Never be Jim again. Jim is over. You're dead. So every day, it's been happening, and I like it. Right? People wonder about Christians, you know. She's depressed. I've never been depressed. Ever. When I was a pagan, I was not depressed. Now I'm a Christian, I'm not depressed. I can't imagine being not depressed. I can't imagine. So, I don't know. It has nothing to do with my upbringing. It had nothing to do with anything. It's just one day God said, that guy needs a visit. And he came down and glory filled my life. He came down. I didn't climb Jacob's ladder. You get up about 10 feet, you know, it's, whoa, it's 30 feet. You know, so I didn't go all the way up to heaven to see him. He came down on earth and saw me just like he did with Jesus. So I believe that was Jesus. And I didn't even know the difference between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I didn't know if it was a totem pole or what it was. But I was the top student. Why? I don't know. I thought knowledge was power or something like that. So I had a Harvard scholarship, Yale scholarship, Aberdeen, Scotland. All these scholarships all over the whole United States. And I got great grades. A++. Didn't miss a thing. So what good is that? And my grandmother nailed it. She was on her deathbed and she said, Jim, I don't think I've kept all the commandments. And so I think I've kept a few of them. So I realize I really don't have anything to say to her because I don't know what she's even talking about. She thought if you kept the Ten Commandments, you'd be on God's grace. And I knew, that doesn't sound right. I don't know anything about Christianity because they're all hypocrites and liars. But I know one thing. She's trying to keep those commandments. And I knew she'd already committed at least half of them that I saw. So that was it. Now, I had nothing going for me, and I married someone way more than I was, Peggy. Peggy was perfect because she was perfect. And now I realize she's not perfect. So she's not perfect. What is she? To be loved. to be blessed. I don't see her sins. So she can sin against me. I don't care. You can stab. She could stab me. I wouldn't care. It's okay. And when one day, I've told you this story, but I like my stories. One day she said, if I had a knife, I'd stab you. And that didn't sound like love. But I was in front of the drawer with all the knives in it, so I just backed up. Because I realized she was really serious in that moment. She was serious. So I realized she's not going to kill me, but she's so mad. I don't want her to behave in a certain way. Please, if you ever want to, whatever you want to do, just do it. Because everything is going our way. So I don't believe there's anything bad in this world. Everything is God. If he made it, it'll last. If he didn't make it, it'll perish. Period. So since I don't believe in man's goodness, I do believe in man's sin. And your sin, there's nothing you can do about it. Just acknowledge it. I am jealous. I want to be great. I want to be God. I don't want to be like God. I want to be God. I want to control everything. I want to understand everything. I want to be safe and secure. You're not going to be. Everyone that wants happiness will lose it. Everyone that wants anything is not going to get. You're not going to get it. So people, when you want something that you can't have, because you can't have anything, you don't have any rights unless the ones that God gave you. That's the only one you have. You have a conscience that says you're guilty. That conscience says what you just said is wrong. You love. But love covers a multitude of sins. So all you have to do is be a lover. How many here will be a lover? Don't raise your hand. I'm just silly. I'm just simply saying you can't do what you want to do. But he can do it as a free gift. And he wants everything to be free. Same way I am as a parent. Peggy and I loved our kids just the way they are. And they thought we were good people, but we weren't good people. And you know what happened? I don't know. God. So we didn't take ourselves seriously. I didn't. And but the kids thought we were great. And they say so. That's wonderful. And that's an amazing thing. Because people today don't even relate. They don't even know how to. They have this thing that they, you know, punch and so on and so forth. And they're not even looking at people. And they're nervous. Unless you have boobs or something. They're nervous. Now, what God wants is don't change. Just be yourself. Let God love you just exactly as you are. And he will never change his mind. So, this law is never judge anybody else. Be blind. Who is blind but my servant? This is in the Old Testament. Isaiah. Who is blind but my servant? In other words, my servant like God. God was blind toward my sin, even though I know I did him. But he did. Forgive him. Over. So, everything is going your way. And he's never going to change his mind. So the bad guys will lose. But pray for them. Pray for them. If you don't pray for them, they have no one to pray for them. God is waiting for you to do that. That's part of, because he said, and another one is like that. Love God with all your heart and soul and strength by faith. Love your neighbor as yourself by faith. But now someday I'll see that. What I believe today I'll see. And when that happens, I'll actually feel the love. I'll actually understand the love. There's no mysteries. That's all in the future. But today you have to be realistic about sin. Sin is real. But Jesus already died it, so it's over. He's already forgiven everybody. We need to tell then our neighbor. We need to love our neighbor. And that's all. It's just simple. It's not complex unless you want to make it complex. It's simple. You can just read this Bible. I read it at least 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours every day. That Bible changes me every single day. Every single day. Without any exceptions. Because the more you read, the more convicted you are, the more then you not only confess that sin, but you also confess your righteousness. Because as soon as he convicts you, he forgives. And as soon as he forgives, then he dwells inside of you. And as soon as he dwells inside of you, then he's going to give you everything. Some in this world, the rest in the next world. So you don't see everything now. You don't know everything, but enough to get saved. That's all you need. So the best is yet to come.